Praise Lord, dear people of God, good morning. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We bless His holy name. Let me encourage you with this beautiful scripture from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. It's a beautiful passage of scripture, and we are prompted by the Holy Spirit to pray with all kinds of prayers and always keep on praying for all believers. My dear brothers and sisters, Louis Lehman said, "No one is poor who can by prayer open the storehouse of God." Through the ages, devout believers in Christ have recognized the necessity of maintaining an intimate relationship with God through His ordained channel of prayer. It has often been said that prayer is as basic to spiritual life as breathing is to our natural lives. It is not merely an occasional impulse to which we respond when we are in trouble. Prayer is a way of life. Nevertheless, we need to set aside a special time for prayer. We need that daily sweet hour of prayer. And I love that beautiful hymn of sweet hour of prayer. Ever since I was growing up in my home, my grandparents and the whole family would sing this beautiful hymn, sweet hour of prayer. This song is thought to have been written in 1842 by William Walford, an obscure and blind lay preacher who was the owner of a small trinket shop in the little village of Coles Hill in England. The first two stanzas of today's hymn remind us of the blessings of prayer, relief for our troubled lives, and the assurance of a God who is concerned about our every need. The final stanza anticipates the day when we will no longer need to pray, for we'll be at home in heaven with our Lord. There is also an interesting reference in this verse to a Mount Pisgah, the place where God instructed Moses in Deuteronomy 3:27 to go and merely view the promised land, since because of disobedience, he would never be permitted to enter it. It's a beautiful hymn, my dear brothers and sisters. So today, earnestly purpose to spend additional time throughout this new year in prayer and communion with God. And let this hymn ring in your mind constantly, sweet hour of prayer. And let us draw closer to God and say, Lord, here am I offer my spirit, my soul, my body, my life, my marriage, my finances, my family, my future, my job, my business, my relationships, everything into your hand. And let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, whatever is committed in God's hands, He will take care of it. Hallelujah. So start your day with prayer and continuously seek His face. And I promise you that you will be in the safest hands ever, the hands of a Jehovah, the hands of a Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given to us. Lord, your grace and your glory abounded over our lives all through the night, and you added this beautiful day in us, that Lord, we can once more and once again behold the glory of Jesus, once again bless the name of the Lord, once again praise His holy name, once again give Him the glory. Oh Lord God Almighty, I thank you. Today we, Father, spend time in prayer, seeking your face, seeking your kingdom, your righteousness, seeking your holiness, seeking your kingdom, O God, and I pray that you will reveal yourself unto us in a greater measure in the name of Jesus. The revelation of your kingdom and the revelation of your glory will be profound over our lives this morning. And I pray that we will never be the same, O God. You will change us. You will transform us into the image of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that may the character of Christ be formed within us, that we will be more like Jesus today. Father God, I thank you for your flock. I commit them into your hands. They are yours. They are precious to you. You have bought them with your blood. You have inscribed your names in the palm of your hand. You remember them by their name. And I pray that you will, O Lord, establish them today. You will, Father, show them the sign of your favor as they step out to their jobs, to their businesses, in running the errands for the day. I ask for your grace and glory to abound over their lives. You will bless them, keep them from the evil one, preserve them, protect them. Oh Lord, preserve them and prosper them in every aspect of the living. I pray, O Lord, for the ones who are sick. I send forth your word of healing, O Lord. Lord God Almighty, we know that healing is the birthright of the believers. And Father, I pray, O Lord God Almighty, and I speak the word of health and strength and vigor and vitality and long life into your flock. Your people will be healthy, strong, robust in the name of Jesus. And Father, you will bless them with health, O Lord God Almighty, and you will be alone glorified. We vow to give you the praise and glory because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.